It's time to bring out the Better Worldian in all of us. Welcome to Better Worldians Radio with your hosts, Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory Hansel. Better Worldians Radio inspires you with the people and ideas that are making the world a better place. You'll hear how small acts can make a big difference every day. Now, here are Ray, Mary Sue, and Gregory.
Hi, welcome to Better Worldians Radio. Better Worldians Radio is a weekly broadcast whose mission is to uplift and inspire you to make the world a better place. I'm Ray Hansel, joined today by my co-host and life partner, Mary Sue Hansel. Better Worldians Radio is brought to you by the family team that created the popular social game on Facebook called A Better World. A Better World rewards players for doing good deeds while helping to raise money and awareness for charities. So far, over 37 million good deeds have been done in A Better World by more than 3.6 million people. Good deeds like expressions of gratitude, acts of kindness, and sending notes to real-world sick kids, just to name a few. This week, we're speaking with Noah St. John, author of The Book of Affirmations. Noah St. John is a keynote speaker and best-selling author who's famous for inventing affirmations and helping busy people enjoy financial freedom. Noah's a media veteran who has appeared in hundreds of TV, radio, and online interviews, including ABC, NBC, and The Washington Post. Hi, Noah. Welcome to Better Audience Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Ray and Mary Sue. It's great to be here with you today.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. We're really looking forward to it. We've been doing a lot of work on this, as I mentioned to you a little bit ago, and we're really excited about the work that you're doing and what you're bringing to the world. So congratulations on all that.
Thank you very much.
How did you come up with affirmation? Let's start our listeners off by finding out about that famous shower that changed everything.
Well, just so your listeners know, Ray, I want to let everyone know that we are in fact saying a new word, a word that's probably not familiar to most of your listeners. It's affirmations, mm-hmm. Not affirmations. And so, of course, everybody who's ever read a self-help book knows what an affirmation is. An affirmation is a statement of something you want to be true. I am happy. I am rich. I'm successful. I'm wealthy. And that's all great and wonderful. The only problem is that most people say these statements, but we often don't believe them. And I certainly had that experience. I've been using affirmations, the statements, just like we've been taught for many, many years. But I ended up in 1997 as a 30-year-old college student. I was broke, lonely, miserable. I had maybe $800 to my name. And I was just sitting there in my little tiny dorm room, which, by the way, was so small, if you stood in the middle of the room and put your arms out to both sides, you could touch the walls on both sides. That's how tiny this room was. And all of my worldly possessions in this little room. And here I am. I've been reading these books, doing everything they said. I'm going, what is wrong here? There's got to be something missing. And I looked around my little room, and I noticed there are all these little pieces of paper that I'd written all these statements on. I'm happy. I'm rich. I'm wealthy. I'm successful. Only problem was I wasn't any of those things, and I was miserable. So I'm like, now I felt even worse. And so this was back in April 1997 when all this happened. And I was thinking about all this. I went to bed that night very frustrated, got up the next morning, got in the shower, and all of these thoughts rattling around in my head. Now, I'm sure everybody listening has had those aha moments in the shower, right? Those epiphany, mm-hmm. and they, for some reason, happened in the shower. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's happened. That's what happened to me on April 24th, 1997. I was thinking about what I was just sharing with you. How come I've been doing all these statements, doing everything they told me to do, mm-hmm. and yet nothing's working? There's got to be a better way. There's got to be something missing that they're not telling us. And I said, what is it? And I started to think about what is thought? What is human thought? Because we're talking about changing your life, but you have to change your beliefs to change your life. So I said, well, what is a belief? Well, a belief is a thought. So what is thought? And the more that I thought about it, I realized that human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions. Mm-hmm. So in fact, I like to play a little game with my audiences in my seminars, and I'll just play this little game really quick here for all of your listeners. If I were to ask you this question, I've done this all around the world with thousands of people in the audience, and I'll say, now, if I were to ask you a question, I want you to see what happens. So I'm going to ask you this question. Why is the sky blue? Mm-hmm. Why is the sky blue? And, of course, everybody's quiet for a second. Mm-hmm. And then I say, now, what's happening in your brain?
Searching.
Your brain's searching for the answer, right. And I said, notice that happened without your own volition. You couldn't not do it. Mm-hmm. So I said, wait a second. If the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements we don't believe? Mm. Why don't we just cut out the middleman? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't know. What would that look like? Well, let's see. You've got the statement or affirmation. Let's take a classic example, right? A classic affirmation is, I am rich. Hmm. And you say, I am rich. And your brain says, yeah, right. So isn't it true we say these positive statements, we want to believe them, but we just don't believe them. So I said, now what, of course, they told us to do, if you don't believe your statement, just repeat it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times until you believe it someday.
Right.
And for some people, that's worked. You know, some people have you know, it's worked just fine. Of course, for millions of us, it didn't work at all. And in fact, it made us more frustrated, just like my example that I just shared with you. I mean, it was even more frustrating. So I said, well, if that's the statement, then what would the question be? Mm-hmm. Why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, why am I so rich? What immediately starts to happen in your brain?
You begin to search.
Right. Just like asking, why is the sky blue? Your brain automatically starts to search for the answer. So I say, wait a second. If the human mind is automatically searching for answers to questions, rather than making statements we don't believe, what if we just cut out the middleman and go right to the question? And as I was standing there in the shower in April 1997, I said, holy cow, I think I just invented something.
Yeah.
And so I had to give it a name, and the name that I gave it was affirmations, A-F-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N-S. And so just to finish the story, I jumped out of the shower, ran to my Apple computer, wrote everything down that I was thinking of, and I said, oh my gosh, if I could just tell the world about this,
right,
I could change the world. I could really help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And to make a very long story very short, I ended up writing a bunch of books about it. Hay House just published my new book called The Book of Affirmations. And actually, your folks can actually download my new book for free called Get Your Foot Off the Brake at our website, noahstjohn.com. But anyway, we've helped people to make more money, lose weight, find love, save their marriages, quit smoking, overcome addiction. These affirmations, Ray, have just literally changed people's lives in over 100 countries, and we now call it the Affirmations Revolution.
Affirmations Revolution. Well, you know, we tried it out immediately when we started looking into this about a month or so ago, and I actually started to reframe exactly what you're talking about, and I started to get, like, goosebumps. I physically began to feel something's going on here. Something is going on. Now, we're still doing it, so we're committed to it. And we have seen some things change. Some subtle, some actually a little bit more pronounced. But I think that it is a very interesting way of approaching what others have done. But as you say, very few have been very successful at it. So I commend you for that. That's really good. Tell us a little bit about success anorexia.
Well, 1997 was my year for epiphanies, because that was my epiphany of affirmations, the shower that changed everything that I just told you about in April 1997. In October 1997, I discovered this condition that actually causes the behaviors called self-sabotage or having your foot on the brake, holding yourself back from success. And no one had ever talked about the condition before. And so I named it success anorexia, which is a condition that causes the behaviors that many, many people have talked about. So when you look at a behavior like holding yourself back from success, being afraid of success, self-sabotage, or things like that, what I call driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake, what happened was I'd been reading these books for many, many years, and basically what they said, if you are stopping yourself from success, do you know what they said to do? Well, don't do that. That was basically their cure. And I said, wow, that was really helpful. Thanks a lot, guys. And so what I realized is no one was talking about the condition that actually caused the behavior. Because if you think about it, behavior, human behavior, is always caused by something. You don't just behave. There's always a cause of your behavior, but no one was talking about the cause. They were only talking about the behavior. It's basically like putting a Band-Aid on someone having a heart attack. So what I discovered is a condition, success anorexia, and then I also discovered the cure for that condition, which now is called the Power Habit System. And it's, my first book was called Permission to Succeed, and I was the first person to really write about how and why to give yourself permission to succeed, not just how to succeed, but how to allow yourself to succeed. And affirmations are, in fact, the first power habit. They're the first habit of my power habit system. And these are now programs and books that, again, we've sold to, literally tens of thousands of people around the world, and we've had people have some really incredible results with that as well. So just Success Anorexia is that condition, but more importantly, the Power Habit System is how to overcome that and allow yourself to succeed.
Yeah, I think in your earlier book, which I read over a very snowy weekend here in Philadelphia recently, The Secrets Code of Success, I think in the second or the fifth chapter, Loving Mirrors and Safe Havens was a very interesting experience for me because it spoke to, you know, what mirrors have reflected back in a very positive way in your life through the eyes of other people that you care about or that you've met up with. And I actually started making a list of those people and reflecting back on what they reflected back to me, which I think gave me a great deal of confidence. And I think that's a very good, important point. So I recommend it for people also who are reading this, listening to this, that they also consider The Secret Code of Success, which covers some of these power habits that that you talk about so eloquently in the book. Now, you say affirmations are very simple, but not necessarily easy. Can you speak to that?
Yes, it's so funny because I get so many questions. People get so excited, Ray, about affirmations when they learn about it, when they hear about it, like on a program like this. So that's why I'm so excited to share it with your listeners today. And what happens, I've said to many of my clients, I can teach you affirmations in 5 minutes, but it takes a lifetime to master. And what I mean by that is that it is a simple method, you know, basically asking, why am I so whatever, you know, happy, rich, successful, whatever it is. Of course, it's not magic. Right. What I don't want to have people think is that I'm out there teaching about what I call magical thinking. Like, you know, why did a bag of gold fall from the sky? Well, that's not going to happen. Right. Because that's not the law. You know, the law of the universe is what we teach on our campus at my company, successclinic.com. We teach the law of sowing and reaping.
Right.
That's nothing new. It's been taught for centuries. But the point is, in the law of attraction, a lot of law of attraction teachers out there are basically saying, hey, if you sit there and think about money, then money will come in.
Right.
Well, no, not on planet Earth. Maybe there's a planet that works on, but it ain't the Earth. Mm-hmm. So on the Earth, we have to do this annoying thing called work to get the results that we want, whether it's money or relationships, weight loss, to be happy, healthy, and so forth. So all of those things take work, take effort, but of course, you know, some people don't want to hear that. They want to just think, oh, I can sit around and do nothing and then get everything I want. Well, that's like the person who's saying, I want six-pack abs. I'm going to sit on the couch and eat chocolate ice cream all day and watch TV. It's just not going to happen. So again, the point is, yes, they are very simple. Mm-hmm. But then to do them, you still have to take the action. You have to put in the work.
Yeah, you have to put in the work. And that's also covered in that earlier book as well, The Secret Code of Success, as well as the Book of Affirmations. So I think that there's some really good, chewy reading to do. But it's very engaging. I encourage people to take the step, especially to take a moment along the way, pause and reflect when your mind tells you, you know what, you ought to take a break and think about this. Don't press on. Stop at that point and really chew on it, because that's where you'll probably get the insights that will help you to frame the affirmations in a way that's most meaningful, and not just sort of repeat something that you read somewhere and make it as meaningful as possible. So I really encourage that. Really great work. I really commend you for all the
work. Thank you. I'm very honored. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break right now. When we return, we'll talk more with Noah St. John. In the meantime, if you're a fan of Better Worldians Radio, you should check out our game on Facebook called A Better World. A Better World encourages habits of goodness, positive mindsets, kind acts, and giving to social causes to make a positive difference in the world. Players do things like expressing gratitude regularly, sharing their acts of kindness in the real world, sending good get-well notes to real-world sick kids, and many, many more. And by the way, I'd like to take the opportunity at this point to congratulate our players in A Better World for a successful holiday challenge. You guys completed 1 million good deeds in the game over the holiday season, and as a result, we released funds to purchase brand-new coats for 250 kids in need through the new Operation Warm initiative. This is a great charity. It's been doing work like this. I think they've given about 1 million coats to kids, and what a great time to do it. It's colder out there than probably ever before. So great job, Better Worldians. You can find out more at abetterworld.com. We'll be right back.
How can we make it a better world?
I think we can make it a better world if we had peace among each other.
Everybody needs to help their neighbor, and then it will spread from then on.
I should do more.
I could do more. I spend so much time on Facebook.
How much time do I spend on Facebook?
Probably more than I should be spending.
I would definitely get back if I could find the time.
Now you can help others just by playing a game on Facebook. It's called A Better World. Share your hopes and dreams. Do good deeds. Make a difference. And have fun. Become a better worldian. Join a community where all good deeds get rewarded. Log in today to find out how you can make a difference every day.
For more information, visit facebook.com/abetterworld.
I've always wanted a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live
in a neighborhood with you.
So let's make the most of this beautiful day.
Since we're together, we might as well say,
would you be mine?
Could you be mine?
Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship in his neighborhood, hoping we would do the same. So let's get started. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Better Worldians Radio. We're speaking with Noah St. John, author of The Book of Affirmations. And now let's welcome back Noah and my co-host, Mary Sue.
Hi, Noah.
Hi, Mary Sue.
You know, people tend to use disempowering questions, and you talk about that in your book, Affirmations. Can you tell us a little bit about what they are and what they should do to make their questions empowering?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I like to teach people, Mary Sue, is that all of us are already using affirmations anyway. It's just that we haven't been taught that yet. We're not aware of it consciously.
Okay.
What I mean by that is most people are generally walking around asking disempowering questions like, why am I so stupid? Why am I so fat? How come I can't lose weight? How come I can't make any more money? Why does so-and-so have a bigger house than me? And why is there more month left at the end of the money? Right? You ask lousy questions, what do you get? Lousy answers, right?
Right. We seem
and
to
so
hear
that creates
all the time.
A lousy life.
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, nobody's doing this on purpose. Nobody's doing this consciously or on purpose, but it doesn't matter. Because of the law of sowing and reaping that I was mentioning in our last segment, mm-hmm. the universe doesn't care, right? Doesn't matter if you're sowing, empowering or disempowering, you're going to get back what you sow. I know this firsthand because for the first 30 years of my life, all I sowed was very disempowering questions like the ones I was just talking about. How come I'm so dumb? Why does nobody love me? How come I can't find anyone to go on a date with me on Friday night? You know, and that's the life I was leading. Now, when I switched it to empowering questions or affirmations, you know, now I've been able to build a multi-seven-figure business actually with, you know, having six-figure months, helping people around the world to, you know, have their business or write their books or find love. And I, of course, found the love of my life, my beautiful wife, Babette, and now we just have an awesome life. So really changing the questions was one of the foundational steps, and you could argue the most important step, at least in the beginning, to start to really change your life and look at, just like Ray was talking about in our last segment, you know, you get goosebumps when you start to ask empowering questions because you start to realize, oh my gosh, I've been walking around asking all these lousy questions all the time. I didn't even know I was doing that. That's what so many people tell me from all around the world. And so it's really exciting when people start to ask empowering questions. Number one, you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't realize these seeds I've been sowing are so bad. Mm-hmm. And number two, that means I don't have to do it anymore. And that's one of the reasons we've been able to help people turn their lives around really quickly.
It certainly does make you feel good when you say those empowering questions. It just does something to you. I agree with Gray, too, on that. You know, you go into a great deal of detail in your book about, you know, how to form an affirmation. But I was wondering, can you give us a little bit of an overview about how to do that for our listeners, the whole ask, affirm, accept, and act?
Absolutely. I call it my 4A belief hacking method. So affirmations
okay.
really... It's a way of hacking your beliefs, which basically means, again, like I was saying earlier, we're all walking around with these beliefs, but most of them are very disempowering, you know, like the examples I gave. So the 4 A's are, the first A is to ask. Ask yourself what you want. What is it you want to manifest, experience, have, be, do? Is it a new car, a new house? Is it the love of your life? Do you want to quit smoking? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to make more money? Write a book? We've had people do all of these things. you know, our students and clients do all of these things and much, much more. But the first, the most important thing is, what do you want? So it's very specific to you. Then the second A is to affirm, and you ask an empowering question. Why is what I want true? Why am I so rich, happy, successful, etc.? You know, whatever that might be for you. And so you form these empowering questions. The third A is to accept them in your brain. Now, what I teach my clients, Mary Sue, is that there are four ways to do this. The four modes of human communication are reading, writing, speaking, and listening. So we have actually tools at my company, successclinic.com, to help you do all of those things. Reading, like my books, for example. Writing, when you write them out in longhand or on your computer. Speaking, of course, you want to say them out loud. A lot of couples, for example, they say them to each other, write them out, and, you know, do that as a thing in your marriage or your partnership or even with your business associates. And finally, listening. So, for example, we have these programs called iAfform Audios where you can listen to your affirmations. I recorded 101 of the top affirmations in, you know, money and spirituality, weight loss, health, and relationships and all that. So you can learn about that at our website, and you can listen to them. We also have something called Affirmware where you can actually record your own affirmations and speak them in your own voice and choose your own music. So we've got done for you and also do it yourself affirmations. So that's just ways to reprogram your brain using affirmations. That's the third A. And then the fourth A is to act, take action. Like I was talking about earlier, this isn't magic, it's science. You can't ask why did a bag of gold fall from the sky and expect it to happen. That's not the way it works. You can't also ask why am I so rich and then sit around and wait for money to show up. You know, one of the things I always say on our campus is that $20 bills tend to not walk down the street, knock on your door, and say, hey, can I come in? You know, that just doesn't work that way. You know, we have to do the work. We have to put in the effort. But the beautiful thing is, using affirmations, you're not going to be fighting yourself anymore. You're not going to be driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake. You actually have your foot off the brake. And then guess what? You actually can be literally working less and getting better results, whether it's in money, relationships, health, weight loss, or whatever it might be. So we've got so many stories about that. In the book, there are 24 different case studies from people in all areas of life who have literally used affirmations to make incredible changes.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to ask you about some of those stories. I remember reading the story about Mary. Do you recall that one, the one that you wrote in your book? It was very inspiring. Could you share that one?
Yes, that was one of our first affirmation success stories. So Mary was a woman who heard me speak at one of my seminars. You know, you mentioned that I'm a keynote speaker. I do keynote speeches around the world. And so she heard me and was very, very excited. And in fact, what was so funny is she didn't even like talk to me after the program. She called my office about a month after I had spoken at her company's annual event. And she said, Noah, you changed my life. I said, what did I do? And she said, once I heard you teach about affirmations, I was so excited. And I went home and I shared them with my teenage daughter named Stephanie. And Stephanie had been losing sleep. She had been very worried. She's a very smart kid, really, you know, intelligent, doing well in school, but was very, very like nervous, anxiety, couldn't sleep. She would have to sleep in bed with her parents just to, you know, get to feel that comfort and so forth. Point is that Mary immediately, right after hearing me, went home, taught her daughter these affirmations. She started affirming, why am I enough? Why am I so confident? That very night, she slept the best she had in months. She never lost a night of sleep again. And then she went on to become a very confident young woman. Mary also shared it with her husband, Scott. And Scott had been looking for a job. Scott started to affirm using that 4A method I just shared with you. He started to affirm for his dream job. He got his dream job, which ironically was working at Stephanie's school. So it was just an amazing family affair. And Mary, just to finish the story, Mary actually started to make more money in her business than she ever did. So the entire family is affirming, and it literally did change their lives.
Well, Noah, that does sound like magic, those stories. So I guess some of them can happen quickly and some do take a little more work, but that was really great. How about some other favorite ones that you might share?
Well, we had one, another student named Susan, and she came to us. Now, she had spent over $60,000 on every self-help guru, all the big names out there, but she was about to lose everything. She was about to lose her home, her marriage was on the rocks. Her husband literally said, I can't take it anymore. You're spending all our money on all this self-help stuff and nothing's working. We're going down, not up. So he was totally frustrated. She was beside herself. She said she was ducking calls from creditors. She actually, Susan, heard me on a program just like this talk about affirmations. She was so excited. She immediately went to our website, got my affirmations program, which is also available online, by the way. And she immediately got it, downloaded it, started listening to it, started affirming. Within 6 months, she got her dream job as a television producer. She's now a TV producer for a national TV show. In fact, she's been nominated for 2 Emmys. She's just written her first book. She now has earning a 6-figure income. And in fact, when you go to our website, noahstjohn.com, you can actually see the interview with me and Susan on the Hallmark Channel show where she's an executive producer and hear her story. It is truly inspiring.
Wow. Over what period of time did that happen?
Well, it does sound unbelievable, but all that happened within less than 6 months.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Exactly, but it's true.
That's fantastic. Now, yes. How have affirmations helped your life? You start to say a little bit. It might be interesting for the listeners to hear a little bit more about that story, because that also was incredible. And you were also the inventor.
I've always been a self-help nerd. I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood, and I know that sounds like a cliche, but I grew up in this little town called Kennebunkport, Maine, which just happens to be one of the wealthiest communities in New England. But my family was dirt poor. I mean that literally. We lived at the bottom of a dirt road in this drafty, unfinished house that my parents ended up losing to foreclosure. So I grew up in this real family of lack and fear and poverty. But all around me was this wealth and abundance. So it was a really strange dichotomy. And from a very young age, I just really wanted to understand how come some people succeed and some don't, even though my parents worked really, really hard. They struggled, they sacrificed, but they could just never put it together. And through all of those, you know, decades really of study, that's when these epiphanies happened to me. But when I had those epiphanies in 1997, I really was, I mean, I wasn't making it up. I had like $800 to my name. I had been doing all these dead-end jobs that I hated and, you know, just barely surviving. Once I discovered affirmations and success anorexia and then, you know, developed the system to use affirmations and then the power habit system, it did completely change my life. I moved from New England. I moved here to Ohio. I just through a series of coincidences met my beautiful wife, Babette. You know, I've built 2 7-figure brands now, 2, you know, million-dollar brands, Power Habits and Affirmations, and help people around the world. I always wanted to be a speaker, a teacher, an author, but I just, from even a long, long time ago, long before this happened, I just knew I didn't want to talk about the same thing that everybody else was talking about. Everybody's talking about get motivated, believe yourself, set your goals. You know, everybody basically says the same thing. Kind of like what Susan, you know, Susan's example shows is that basically all those big name gurus are essentially repeating, regurgitating the same thing. So when you come at it at a different angle, and I think possibly because of my poverty background, you know, it does enable people to really look at their own situation in a new way. And, you know, it's just really, really rewarding.
You know, it certainly does catch your attention, because you're right. It is not the same thing that you've heard over and over again. So those questions make you feel good and you say, let me look a little more into this. Now, you want people to learn about affirmations. You want them to share it with their loved ones and coworkers. Why is that?
Well, we have a mission at our company, successclinic.com, to help 10,000 small business owners to double their performance and profits.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's a big goal. And we really, really want to change the world using affirmations. I do believe, you know, what I discovered in the shower, you know, almost 20 years ago now, really can change the world. And, you know, we have changed the world to whatever degree it has been. And you know, when you look at that ripple effect, even that story I shared about Mary, you know, this was somebody who heard me speak at a seminar, and I never even met her directly, you know, at that event. She just went home, and then that ripple effect started to spread out and so forth. And so, you know, I really do believe, and certainly we are at a very crucial time on the planet Earth. I think all of us, especially those listening to your program, are well aware of that.
Yes.
We're at a crucial time in the Earth's history. For mankind and the planet. And so we need better questions. We need better solutions. You know, Einstein's quote, you can't solve the problems with the same level of thinking that caused the problem. And so that's why I think that's one of the reasons why app formations are really desperately needed right now. So it's not just to help people make money and get famous, although we've helped people do that too. But it's also about health, about sustainability, about saving the world, really. That's what it's really about. It's about saving the world. And, you know, I'm just trying to do my part.
Well, we certainly believe that affirmations can make the world a better place after listening to you today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I share that same sentiment. I encourage people to really get out there and really access this work. It's really amazing what it can do for your life. And why don't you share with us again how they can access the book that you talked about earlier.
Absolutely. Our main website is just my name, NoahStJohn.com, N-O-A-H-S-T-J-O-H-N, NoahStJohn.com. We have a new book, my new book called Get Your Foot Off the Brake. You can actually download that for free. And, of course, the books that we've mentioned, my book of affirmations, which is published by Hay House, Secret Code of Success, published by HarperCollins. Those are available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or your local bookstore, so you can get those anywhere books are sold. And then we do have a lot of online programs. My affirmation system is a downloadable online program. Also, Power Habits System, which is a 6-module program where I walk you through all of the Power Habits affirmations is the first one, but then there's more like Loving Mirrors that Ray mentioned earlier. So all that's available at our website. And, you know, just please make sure you let me know. If you can also contact me on social media, on Facebook, noahnation.com. That's our Facebook fan page. Let me know that you heard us here or heard me here on, you know, the Better World Radio. Just would love to connect with everybody out there.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today on Better Worldians Radio.
Thank you. It's my honor.
You're very, very welcome. I encourage our people to get out there and start affirming. Believe me, it can make a difference. And by the way, if you're enjoying this episode on Better Worldians Radio, please be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes and give us a great review. We're always listening to your feedback. We want to know what you think. As we end our show each week, we like to share our mission at Better Worldians. We strive to make the world a better place by encouraging the best in everyone. And therefore, we focus on positive thinking, positive values, and positive actions. In short, our vision is to bring out the Better Worldians in everyone so that we can all make it a better world. And so until next time, be a Better Worldian.